Welcome back to our pregame show. Head coach Tom Cerruti with us. Tom, I'd like to talk about the play kind of before the play of the three goals last night to start with. Starting with that first goal, the shorthanded goal, what'd you like best about the play that Jake McClain made just to get that puck to Kirkland?
Well, actually, it was Kirkland had a heck of a clear on the wall, and that was probably the best play. Kirkland gets a good clear and you release pressure to the weak side, and Jake wins a foot race and backed off their D, and Kirkland activated and got a little space. And Jake, pulled the puck to the outside and just slid it, and it was good timing, and it was a great play altogether.
The second goal, Oliver Peer tries a little drop pass, gets deflected, goes back behind the net. I don't know how Casper got the puck back to Oliver Peer. Oliver's got to stay pretty wide there to allow Casper some space to get that thing around the net. Good job on both sides, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, Casper had to make a backhand play. If he's left-handed, he can't make a forehand play there where he was behind the net. He made a backhand play, and you're right, it was a heck of a play. And Piercy, he kind of handcuffed the goaltender. The goaltender was looking to the other side, and Casper went against the grain. And we talk about this all the time. If you can get the end wall, from a defensive standpoint, you always want to try to deny the end wall, because once you give the end wall up, it's amazing how people get puck focus, 3, 4, 5 guys, all five guys sometimes. And and what happened once the puck inadvertently went back to Casper, 2 to 3 guys were puck focused on Casper, and they forget about the people in front of the net.
The last goal, just run us through what you saw in that play from start to finish.
Well, they had a face-off play. It was a center ice face-off, and we saw them working on a face-off play on the bench, and they wanted to bring two wingers back and get a little quick crisscross and get some speed going. And we did a good job in the neutral zone. We had three good layers established, and once that guy cut to the middle, and he shouldn't have, we poked it off his stick, and there you go. And that puck goes to Funker, and Funker tried to get it behind him, which he does, and then we called like a Matt Boldy goal in the Olympics, and Funker made a heck of a play. But that all started them having a face-off play and us having really three good layers in the neutral zone and slowing them down, forcing them to cut to the middle, and we went our way.
I meant to rewatch that just to see if what I saw in real time was what happened, but I forgot to look at the replay again. Did Riley Funk, when he got that puck back behind their defenseman, did he have one hand on his stick?
Yeah, I think he did. Actually, like Boldy, he just kind of wanted to get it by their – he just wanted to get it by their D and then, jump around there and hopefully, I'd get a little space. And it worked out. And, it was a high-level play.
His size and the length of that stick obviously plays a factor in that. But why is he so good with one hand on a stick?
Well, I don't know. He's probably played a lot with his one hand on a stick, and he's gotten pretty good at it over the years.
Is that something that is taught at a young age or not?
No, that's just all instinctive. And, no.
More with Coach Cerruti when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruti. Senior night, Tom. 8 seniors being honored, some that have been here for 1 year or 2 years or all 4 years. As a collective group, you got a hodgepodge of guys. You got a hodgepodge of skill sets. You got a bunch of different personalities. It all goes into making a team, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. And, again, you bring guys in. And then, of course, this day and age there's going to be, there's going to be more guys that you bring in that are 1 and 2 year guys. And, you just try to create a culture for them that, instantaneously they not only get along, but they feel comfortable amongst each other.
For those that are here for 4 years, you maybe had, maybe they were on your radar, 3, 4 years before they came here. That's 6, 7, maybe 8 years from the time you start to know this person as a human and as a player to the time that they graduate and leave. That's a third of their life, Tom.
Well, it is, and I don't think we don't go that far back. I know, we don't really don't. We're not typically engaged to somebody for 3 years. I know some sports do it that way, but we don't. I'm not saying we don't. We don't defer guys and have them come in maybe at 1 year. Play one more year of junior hockey or play 2 years of junior hockey, but it probably doesn't happen to the extent that you said, but there's still a period where, guys do go back and play another year, and that's a lot of those guys. A lot of those guys committed to us, maybe after high school or maybe right after 1 year of junior and played one more. And then, of course, some, like anything, everybody has a different recruiting story. And some guys, hey, you recruit in 2 weeks, and then they commit. I mean, it's a variety, Schultz, is what I'm getting at.
As a coach, what's that like to be a part of their life and to see them grow not only as players but as humans?
Well, that's what it's all part of. It's all about the big picture. Like last night was great. Charlie O'Connor was here. And Charlie came in and hung out with us after the game for about a half hour, 45 minutes. And we were talking about old times. And, you know, Charlie's got two kids. His wife's pregnant again. And, you know, and it's just interesting to see where he's at. And his wife played soccer here, you know, at Bemidji State. And, no, it's just all part of the big picture and all you know, really what happens here when they go to college.
Riley Funk, we just interviewed him, and he, you know, wanted to thank his family and his parents. He goes, you look up into the stands and, he goes, all of us, you know, all eight seniors, and we've got, you know, half a dozen, a dozen, maybe two dozen of our family and friends that are here, especially for this weekend.
Yeah.
That's a major commitment to get them to this point. What's it like as a coach to get to know the family aspect of this, too?
Oh, it's cool, and it is. I mean, it's all part of the big picture, like I said, Schultz. And, you know, you recruit the family, you recruit the player, and every recruiting story is different. Sometimes, again, you're recruiting more player than, you know, than family, and sometimes it goes hand in hand. Sometimes you're dealing with the agent. I mean, there's a lot of different recruiting stories we could talk about this day and age. So, but they're all recruited a little differently too, Schultz.
On to tonight. If you play like you did last night, safe to say you're going to be happy?
Well, for sure. And that's all you want to do is just kind of, you know what, be hard to play against. That's the best compliment that anybody can give you is that you're hard to play against.
Do you need to be better?